Okay.
Hello.
So, how about that sound quality?
Brilliant, eh? What are we doing, Phil?
Well, we've been kind of G'd up. We've had a recent conversation with some listeners, a couple of listeners that have really sort of spurred us on to the lengths of... We've got headphones on today, we've got proper microphones.
Mm, you've even got prepared notes.
I've got some notes. We've got a machine with dials on it, and this is being recorded at higher than CD quality, I think.
Yep. Mobile's set to silent, maybe. Yeah, I think we've turned the corner, haven't we?
Yeah, we've crested the wave.
But we could only do that with the love and support of our fans out there.
Yeah, well, this is it. Unfortunately, it's only the intro that we're recording in this quality. But later, you know, there's yeah. plans to roll this out across the whole programme.
This is like a taste of things to come, isn't it, I suppose? So we should probably... Should we name the people that have given us this confidence?
Yeah, I think so.
This newfound confidence?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we recently met up with Karen Guthrie in the Lake District. She's one of the Lake District's foremost artists.
She is.
And she was telling us that she listened to the podcast and furthermore was going to encourage others to do so.
That's correct. I believe she's the second most famous artist in the Lake District.
Oh, right. Yeah.
She's only beaten by Beatrix Potter.
So I thought maybe a sort of fitting tribute to her her encouragement and her listenership would be maybe to reveal to the world her plan that she told us about. I think she told you about it for the Ginger Zoo.
The Ginger Zoo, yep. Yeah, I wasn't sure if we were allowed to use that word on a podcast. But
really, zoo?
Yeah.
I think you can. It's what actually this kind of format, or the format of breakfast presenters where they have like several people in the studio sort of clapping and weeping.
Right.
It's called a zoo format.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, perhaps you want to tell us about the Ginger Zoo.
Mm. As I understand it, I think it's a long-term plan. Karen has, or I think still has, a number of ginger cats. Began with one. Mm. It's now expanded to two, I believe. There are also some ginger pigs on the... at Lawson Park as well, one of which I've held. I believe those pigs are now sausages, though. But I think the idea is that the zoo will grow and grow, but will be composed entirely of ginger animals.
Mm, I think that'd be great. I'd like to see some, you know, the ginger pigeons that you see. Mm,
yeah, like migrant ones as well, that just join the zoo for a little while and disappear.
All right, sort of residency zoo, ginger zoo.
Could be a residency zoo. That'd
animals.
Be nice. Mm. Yeah, no, I was orangutan, I suppose.
Mm. Oh, fox. You have fox. A fox.
Yep.
Some dogs. Ginger.
Ginger cow.
Yeah, cow. And red panda.
Yep.
Is ginger.
Good. But Karen's not the only person that's given us some new lead in our podcasting pencil, is she?
Well, yeah, I thought we should generally tribute the several other known listeners that we have. I know that this is his Twitter handle, so you probably won't recognise him from this name, but at Matt Hogan has been a supporter, I believe.
Yeah, our friend at Matt. he has, yeah.
You have to say the at bit.
Yep.
Otherwise it doesn't...
It doesn't get to them.
It's not a proper use of Twitter.
He was telling me only recently, at Matt was only telling me recently that he listened to it while... couldn't work out whether it was work-related or home-related, but he was doing some decorating, and I believe he was also updating some Windows drivers.
With...
on computers.
Okay. Yeah, he's a technical guy, Matt, and I thought I've got a little tribute to him by way of a joke. This is an exclusive joke made up for this occasion. Do you know where the Native American web designer lives?
I don't know where the Native American web designer lives.
In an HTTP.
Oh, yeah.
That's a special kind of technical joke there.
I always get nervous when you start telling the jokes. I couldn't remember the punchline to that one, but
that's
a good
right.
one. It's a good one.
It's better if I say it.
Mm. The punchline.
Yeah.
Rather than me trying. Yeah. It's all about timing.
Mm. I saw there as well on the Twitter website where Matt, at Matt Hogan, sorry, is a...
Don't reveal his real name.
Is a regular contributor. I saw he would be... He's thinking about getting an iPhone.
Really?
A new iPhone, which I think would be quite fancy. I've only got a phone for my ear. So I only like an iPhone.
You're slaying them today.
It's like I've thought about it beforehand.
It really is. I didn't know this was all coming. This was, hey, I just had an idea. Let's do a, let's do an intro, just an offhand intro to some other podcasts we've done. Yeah, we haven't podded for a while. I can feel the old muscles warming up.
Yeah, yeah. It's the scenario is that we've got quite a lot of recorded material, which we'll be gently releasing every now and again in the form of a podcast. I mean.
Yeah, that still could work.
And
I've done a little podcast,
but yeah, so this is a new idea, an intro, and a properly recorded one as well.
Yep.
But so that what you'll hear after this is some bits we did ages ago from January when I edited them. We said the date at the start of them. I think it was about the 10th of January.
God, are they the January ones?
Yeah.
That's when we were in the pit of our bleakness, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's what we begin talking about. That we've had a bit of a bad start to the year. It's all fine now. I'll be interested, actually, if you can remember about this.
It's more than 2 weeks ago.
there's one where we pretended to be each other.
I remember that one well.
We did a kind of little parody of ourselves.
My abiding memory of that one was, I think we both got a bit unnerved. I remember feeling like I could be offending you with every single thing I said.
Yeah, there is a weird, not you. I don't know if you'd really get it listening back, but there was a lot of nervous laughing that I had to edit out of that one. yeah, kind of long pauses.
Mm. I think we both do lots of long pauses anyway, so that's just although part of the character.
People don't know that because of the excellent editing job that we do.
Have we got any more shout-outs?
Yeah, we have. We've got a shout-out to Xenia, or Zen, I think, is the internet handle.
Mm-hmm.
She was an early adopter of Compliment Sandwich.
She was. She was the first, I believe. Was she not?
First subscriber?
The first follower
first
of our
follower
blog.
First follower of our blog, which yeah. is related to our podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry.
These are like the micro divisions that technology's given us, isn't it?
Yeah. Xenia's got her own blog. Several, I think, but the most active one seemed to be Cat Green Bike, it's mm-hmm. called. Those are three separate words. And that's on the Blogger web service. Have a look for it. There's also her, I think, her MySpace with her music on it,
mm-hmm.
which is well worth a listen.
Definitely.
Sounding good. Last time I listened to it.
She's bringing back the ukulele for the noughties, as I believe. I believe.
Yeah, I think so too. I didn't know how to respond to that.
Sorry.
It was the noughties bit through me.
Yeah. It's a term.
Yeah,
to describe
yeah, I've,
the...
I've, oh, you know. I'm aware of it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the tens.
Yeah. Tens. So another shout out we've got to give is to Lara Ratnaraja, who has she took time out of her personal life to send us a text message after she'd listened to the podcast.
Yes,
and I think she probably used her own money as well. I can't imagine her using a sort of work phone for those purposes.
No, I think she also heralded her listening of the podcast to us as well.
Really, she told us she was going to do it before she did it.
She said she'd heard good things about it,
really?
And was going to listen to it. And
very
I believe
exciting.
She heard the good things about it from someone else we should probably mention as well then.
Who's that?
His name is made of two letters.
BA.
It's not BA.
There isn't.
There is. The first letter is O. You know him very well.
I was. Do you mean... Sorry.
I don't know if I was just listening to it. Maybe. He just thought it might be funny and told people.
I got mixed up because I thought you meant Ronnie Chance is Random had listened to it.
Yes, that would be the correct handle for him.
Speaking of handles, I once had... got involved in a conversation with the famous curator Gavin Wade and Lara as well, Lara Ratnaraja, about names or handles, as we seem to be calling them.
Handles is
at the moment. It's because we're on the interline, isn't it? We have to call them special names.
I just can't get enough of this internet.
And for some reason, we ended up talking about what our names meant. And they had very impressive meanings of their names. Gavin said, maybe I'll ask you, do you know what Gavin might mean? The name Gavin.
I've got a vague recollection of what you told me about it. It's not what I'm thinking, though. I'm confusing that with Raj Punj, I think. Something to do with a prince and a river.
Is that what Raj Punj means?
Apparently means Prince of Five Rivers. Yeah. All of these names will be cleared up in a forthcoming podcast episode called Glossary, in which we will outline all of the people and places that we refer to with no specifics.
Gavin, I think it turns out, this is what he said anyway, means something like German war hawk.
Oh yeah, that's it, yeah.
Wow. Quite an impressive meaning for a name.
That really is.
We should probably check this. I don't know if it's what he said anyway.
It's funny that they put a specific country there. Yeah. Is it a German name?
I don't know.
Right.
This. I don't know.
Well.
Lara's name, well, Ratnaraja anyway, means King of Kings.
King of Kings?
Yeah, which is, again, quite
isn't that
impressive.
God? Well, Jesus, or something. Well, no, fair enough. Know. What does yours mean?
It kind of means, Philip means sort of name that means you're a kind of sort of cowboy character, you're sort of good with horses, at ease on the land. Although, unfortunately, how it's often written is a lover of horses. Which it's not so good, but that reminds me, my South American cowboy friend.
These are seamless today. Carry on, sorry.
Not so seamless now.
I had to do something to break it up.
My South American cowboy friends just sent us a message. He wants to meet us at the Gaucho Club.
Very good.
That's it.
Do you want to know what my name means?
Yeah.
Mine's almost as bad as yours. What it means is like favoured son, but how it's often written down is son of the right hand, which makes me feel a bit like a test tube baby or something.
Yeah, or in the left hand, photograph of Debbie McGee, and in the right hand,
yeah. Modern update could be like son of the sperm donor or something, perhaps. I can see some more names on your...
Are you reading my paper upside down?
I can't properly read it.
That's something of a hobby of yours, I think, isn't it?
I like to think...
Trying to read things.
I like to think it's... I think my mum told me I had she did an IQ test on me when I was a kid. And said that I'd gone off the scale. I think she was just being. So ever since then, I've had a very inflated sense of self-worth. What's your IQ? I couldn't tell you, it's off the scale. She didn't say which way, though. Yeah, it's about 7.
Go on and do an upside down shout out.
Okay, this one goes out to It Must Be Kate.
Has she got a blog?
I believe it's called Must When the Ligtsgut. That's how it looks upside down. Wait, could you translate that?
No, but I can read what I've written, which is Music When the Lights Go Out, which is her blog. It's about music. But yeah, she has, that's a blog about her writing about music.
She was one of the first people to comment on our blog as well, wasn't she?
She was, so that's...
She gave us faith, I think, when we were just embarking on these podcast voyages.
That's true. Another commenter is Frances Rachel Hillary Dixon, which is her, again, her web handle may or may not be
her real name.
Who
has featured in one of the podcasts, I believe.
She was, yes. She was one of the winning team of the pub quiz.
Team Tollywood, members, as team I remember.
Can I say that again?
Go for it.
I won't. I'll just say, can I say that again? And then people can imagine me saying it properly.
Yeah.
That's a reference to later on.
Is it?
When we do the same thing.
Ah. It's good to see that thing.
Or rather, I should say a prediction.
Mm. So should we wrap up this snappy intro?
Well, so is right, because so dot 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 is Frances Rachel Hillary Dixon's blog. So that is all official. We've shouted out to all those people.
We just have to make one request before you rush off and look at all these blogs. You know, either pause the podcast or save it for later or listen to it first and then check out all of these links. Or okay. Do both at the same time, I suppose. You can listen and look. Look and listen.
And if you...
Go on.
Could you add stop to that equation?
You could, yeah. Yep.
Stop, look and listen.
Stop, look and listen.
Popular. I think that's a sort of 80s catchphrase.
Yeah, it was.
We haven't had much listener interaction. No. Really, apart from these people, these great people that have commented or spoken to us in their own personal time. But how might people get in touch with us?
With us?
Yeah, so they wanted to make, I don't know, about a request or some kind of... They just wanted to get in touch with us, really.
I would use a secret Twitter name, which is @complimentsandwich.
Right, that's... could you say that again properly? Oh, I see.
I was trying to suggest the spelling of compliment, but that would be @, which is an A with a circle surrounding it, and then CMPLMNT and sandwich, as you would normally spell sandwich, but all of that as one word.
Right, that's quite an unusual sort of modern looking handle.
Mm.
What could you tell us something about that?
I don't know nothing about it. It was set up in some dastardly scheme to fool me. This is old ground that we're going over, but I think it was your choice to take the modern step of leaving the vowels out of the word.
Yeah, the Twitter website won't let you have more than a certain number of letters in your name.
And no one messes with our sandwich, so, or mine at least.
Yeah, so that was unintelligible, really. But basically, it's compliment sandwich, but without the vowels in compliment. But what about the blog where the podcast is announced? How are we spelling that?
Well, again, it's compliment, but take the I after the PL, replace that with an E, and there you have the name of our blog, complimentsandwich.blogspot. Compliment sandwich, and that's, we're spelling compliment with two E's, .blogspot.com.
So that's kind of, so instead of, even though the podcast itself is spelt the correct way, as in a compliment sandwich, I'm complimenting you, this is spelt the way, as in a compliment of sandwiches.
Yes.
So a kind of army of sandwiches.
Exactly. Which is...
And what was the thinking behind that?
Again, I think that was out of my hands. But I would say the thinking was... we like sandwiches? No, it was... I don't know. Was it a typo? I don't know.
Well, you might think that, but no, they actually compliment sandwich spelt the right way was already taken. And I can tell you that they are our deadly rivals.
They are our nemesis.
But I'll also tell you that their blog site is about fiction with occasional musings on food.
Right.
So that's... I looked at it just now.
And but it's shit. That's a compliment sandwich there for you.
And it genuinely is, although the last entry was the 13th of December 2008.
It was a bad Christmas.
So it's not very active. But no. Yeah, it seems to be little bits of prose. Some entries are sort of prose or little sort of micro stories, and other bits are recipes.
Right. It does sound like a blog I could get down with.
Well, I think they should give it up and allow that domain name.
Step aside.
To become free.
Well, good. We've shared information, memories, and friendships there. I think we have to hand over to our younger selves, don't we now?
Yeah.
And let them walk you through the bleak January mists that were our lives only 6 months ago.
Indeed. But if perhaps you're listening yourself now and you'd like, you know, a sort of...
to meet men.
an equally stumbling but genuine sort of shout-out. Thanks for listening kind of thing. So if you can understand what we said earlier, understand those complicated internet sort of terms that we have to use, then maybe you could get in touch as well.
Yeah, in particular, Hand in Glove, Mary Houck, and I believe it was Peter. Is it Peter or...
Robert.
Robert, sorry. Okay. We'd love to know more, if you're listening.
That's... It's becoming one, you know, those weird bits at the back of the paper. Girl with apricot on the tube, phone me.
I do like this. The bad thing is, when I used to live in London and read Time Out, I used to always read that bit in case someone had seen me and wanted to get in touch.
Really? Yeah. Did anyone?
No. No.
It's Friday the 30th of January, role reversal. Oh, that's what they do, you know, they say the thing, they don't really say the date, but they say the thing.
Yes.
I'm sorry I'm late.
That's okay. Well, I've been here for ages, working on another job. I had some... Belgian beer last night.
Was it nice?
It was okay. I think I've decided that the best Belgian beers are the darkest ones. I've had a few. That's what I've decided.
I don't mind which ones I have. I don't really mind.
Well, I've got to go in a bit anyway. I've got to take Budgie to the vet.
What's wrong with him?
He's just having his weekly, who's that song by?
What, one of my own songs?
When I used to work at the Little Chef, we weren't allowed to hum. Humming was banned.
Is the Little Chef the one with the sausages?
It has tea cakes and bacon.
I like it when you can eat all the sausages. And they make a big line down your tube.
You could say that you're on a seafood diet. When you see food, you eat it. I keep my onions in a head, the shape of an onion. And I keep my beer in a mug, the shape of a mug. But with a lid. And
sorry.
I wrote a good riff on my guitar last night.
Which one's the riff? I've forgotten.
It's one? Easy. You use the shortcut on the keyboard, Control R. That makes the riff for you.
Mm. When I was younger, this embarrassing thing happened to me. And I was at an art class with my girlfriend at the time. And my flies were undone. And at the end of the lesson, the man had drawn my penis. It was really embarrassing.
Well, I didn't have time for things like that. I was too busy reading about planes that had crashed in the tundra regions.
Do you know about the something I learned in Japan? Was the Japanese concept of itse, bitsy, teeny weeny, yellow polka dot bikini u, something. I first learnt it when I did judo, but then I learnt it again in Japan, and it's sort of how I'm going to live my life for the next week.
Right. Well, having grown up in the army, we were never stationed in Japan. During my times on the Turkish-Cyprus border, I occasionally realised it was Greece.
Which? I can't remember which one Cyprus is.
Well, all you need to know is that there's geckos there and there's things you can blow up.
Do you want to come and live in my house?
No. I have a house which I live in. That I'm happy with.
Okay, sorry.
So, how is your Xbox going?
I really like it. I've got this new game. It's more of a kind of ambient game. It's called Coma, the game. And when you play it, you're in a coma. The character you are is in a coma.
Mm.
And you just stay in a coma. You don't get better.
Well,
we haven't got, me and Tony haven't got better yet.
Well, the best computer game is Colin McRae Rally. We all know that, so you should get that game and try playing that.
Oh.
Sometimes I like to just drive the car through the snow, and or I had a demo of the game. You may have heard of the game. I don't know what you young people call it. The game. That's, I believe, the term used for such things called Silent Hill. Which is a game that you can play. I had a demo version of it that I played a number of times and would walk through the snow.
Oh, have you seen the film of it?
Yes, it's just like a computer game.
Is that good? I've seen lots of films.
It's neither good nor bad.
You've
seen lots of films, did you say?
I've seen lots of films, and I've also got all the films I've seen. I've got them as well.
Right.
At my house.
That's good.
I've got a special shelf, bookcase. I've got a special bookcase that I keep them all in.
Right. I don't believe in objects. I have made all of my films into digital versions that I've downloaded from a questionably illegal website.
I like to have films that I can hold in my hand.
Well, I've recently battle damaged all of my DVD collection. I've burnt the cases and scratched them, the actual discs, to the point of being unusable.
Stuart said you're stupid.
Well, that's fine. James said you're stupid.
Have you had to help on the allotment much recently?
Yes. Actually, there's this quite good thing we actually did on the allotment, which was I made a shed out of perspex, which well, Jo is growing vegetables in it with her group. I think we could use most of the vegetables she's growing as parts of our artwork, possibly, as well as the shed. I think it would look quite cool.
Will she mind?
Maybe. It's fine.
Oh, I've just realised that I really need to pee, so I've got to run off now.
Well, I have to get to Morrison's, so I'm going to drive to Morrison's to look at their ranges of beers.
Okay, bye. Gotta go, bye.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking that, you know, we've been quite fair weather podcasters up until now. And, you know, just because you've had a sort of terrible day.
Yeah,
a day with some ups and downs. I mean, it's been a day of extremes, really.
It has been.
In a lot of ways.
It's felt like it.
Some lows, some highs.
Mainly lows, really. I think it's been alright, though.
Yes.
I think everything's attributable to the weather, isn't it, really?
Well, yeah, maybe. Do you think that your proposal from a large national public gallery being potentially rejected under unusual circumstances is attributable to the weather?
No. I think it's... just to clarify, are you recording?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I'm using the right voice. I think I realised this morning when we were talking to Dan about our work, I don't know his second name, the podcast has seeped into all aspects of my life now. When I was talking to him and I was seeing it as an opportunity to practice talking without hesitation or repetition to the point where...
For a minute.
For 1 minute. Or be hit on the head by a sponge. I think it was also editing the other podcast the other day. We both say a lot, and we say it in the same way every time we say it as well. It looks exactly the same on the computer screen.
The waveform.
The waveform. Okay, that's the word. I've crippled other computers.
Yeah, today you have.
I have.
Flipping heck. All going around with your scarf and your Mac and your lifestyle.
With all my porn viruses on my computer, ready to infect a PC at any...
I don't think Macs look at porn, do they? Can you look at porn on a Mac?
You can, but they look...
really glamorous. Yeah. And have they got, they've got like a reflection underneath them.
And they're all like airbrushed to the point that you can't see any good bits.
And is there a kind of row of them, and as you run your finger over them, they sort of shuffle along in three dimensions?
No, the breasts are large, even the mouse cursor over them. But yeah, it's good. You can download the porn widget for your dashboard.
Because I kind of thought that Mac users were, their physique was a bit just sort of vacuformed, you know, like a doll without genitals, and maybe there's just a slot there for like a docking station, which has some sort of GPRS capabilities.
Yeah, iPhone connectivity. But I do get the impression that probably porn for most Mac users is just the Apple website.
You've already got it.
Yeah, it's just there. You click on the Apple website and look at what you could have.
Seems to me just the computer you've already got and showing it to other people, perhaps in a coffee shop. That's
a big, big, big feature of it. Showing them photos of your laptop on your iPhone that you turn around rapidly and move the screen across.
Should we turn that heater off? So.
Yes.
That's a level of interference in the noise quality, in the sound quality of our podcast that I will not tolerate. So perhaps we might be going to a private view this evening.
Short, yes.
quick burst.
We have no option to be there for at least a few seconds, so we have to walk through the private view to get out of the building.
But what I really wanted to ask you, perhaps in the light of us going to this private view that we're going to, I think really well, for me, I'm going to it as I'm in the same building as it, and there is a way around it, but...
We'd have to go out through the workshop.
And it's not the people's work that are involved per se, it's just the idea of a private view, I think, has been spoiled for me by working at a well-known art gallery.
For too long. Internationally renowned.
That's correct.
Is the phrase. What I wanted to ask you was, have from our position now, as you know, I mean, I don't know how things are looking so far this year for us, but in past years we were sure that we were on a career trajectory that was at least, you know, fitting for us as jobbing artists. Do you have any advice for young artists who are maybe just starting out?
I think my main advice would be just don't get any advice off anybody, otherwise you'll feel dejected and bitter, waiting for your time.
Have you received
advice? It's just, I feel that if I knew then what I knew now, I'd know it was a long road.
Right.
I've enjoyed it, but I mean, also, I sort of thought by the age of 30 I'd have quite a lot of money in the bank, a successful gallery
career. Wow.
I mean, I suppose I thought I'd be like...
You'd just be like an act. I mean, if I think really that's just...
Yeah, I'd be like the new Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Oh, right, okay, thought that. Okay. But I mean, I was going to say, isn't that just the sense that you have that when you're younger, that when you reach a certain age, that sort of just adulthood takes over on some kind of autopilot, and you've got all these sort of talismans of adulthood, like a checkbook and things, and you know what to do with them.
Yep.
Interestingly, I'll just tell you this real quick, but I was on a train once with Jo, and I think I was a bit bored, and I said to her, what do you think it would look like if Budgie, which is the name of our Budgie, as you know, if Budgie had a nose instead of a beak. I thought that was a sort of funny idea, so to illustrate it, I drew it on what I thought was a piece of scrap paper, which turned out to be the back of my chequebook. So it's now got a sort of stupid cartoon of a budgie with a nose.
And inevitably the chequebook is the kind of thing you'll lose, so someone will find that.
Yeah. I don't think I'll lose it.
I think the chequebook is the thing I've lost most.
Right. Yeah. Well,
I normally find them again. I've got a lot of cancelled chequebooks and passports. Yeah, no, advice wise though, I think that was perhaps a bit harsh, my initial thing. I'd say try and cultivate a liking for openings as soon as possible, as it will stand you in a lot of good stead.
It will and it won't. Do you think that's what our problem is now? We've hit the glass ceiling of everything you could possibly do without going to openings and getting sort of back involved in that whole treadmill.
Yeah, there is ways around it. I think just to not almost feel like you have an allergy to private views is probably a good way to be. The thought of them does make a sort of mild cold sweat run across my body, especially one in London where potentially I have to go on my own and will be sober when I arrive. That seems quite a daunting prospect. Many things seem quite daunting, having to arrive sober. We should probably mention as well that we're going to a very what's almost like the heart of darkness in terms of what we're talking about tomorrow night, heading to 11 Downing Street for a reception of young artists.
Yeah, how about that?
So tonight could be a good warm-up for us to...
Right, practice being social. In many ways, I think you're better at it than I am. And I
don't know about that.
Well, I think you've still got a bit of a... You've still got your hand in a little bit, whereas I won't really even countenance it or sort of try and be involved in it. Like, I think you'd like to be involved in it, maybe. And I think you are, but maybe you sometimes feel that, you know, you're not being quite as socially... what's the word? Engaging.
I think that movement you did with your hand said more than any words.
That's a movement from grinding, you know, the sort of Jamaican dance.
No, I like to think that when you are somehow, like, the planets have aligned and you've ended up having to be at a private view, I like to think that you're thinking, I could be in the pub and I could be anywhere now and they wouldn't find me. a little like when we were in Frankfurt, and it felt really good going to the pub while we were sort of supposed to be at the private view.
Yeah, we had to drag you away. You were waiting for the guy to sing. Oh, he's going to sing in a minute. Look, he's getting the speaker. I can't go yet.
But all he did was lift it and put it down again.
Yeah, that's my ideal fun scenario, is supposed to be doing something and do something else, when mainly the something is an art thing and the something else is a pub.
I thought about this at Christmas time is a very lonely time for like the international jet setting curator, who normally has his or her kind of ongoing throng of other artists, curators, jet setting from different places, dinner after dinner, opening after opening. But at Christmas, when everyone returns to their families, and the single 30-something jet setting curator is sat in his hotel room.
It's true. I think they all just, once you reach a certain level, you just get automatically invited to Martin Creed's Mediterranean Island. And you just all go there.
At Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what happens. And then the kind of less, the sort of artists of that year who've slightly dropped by the wayside are employed as like the kind of baggage people for the island. So like while Martin is stood there.
I'd love Alan Kane to carry my bag. Giorgio Sardotti mixing mojitos.
We'll be carrying bags.
We won't
even get to that level.
Not even in the running. Bags.
The sun just reflecting off his forehead.
Right, good then. Do you think you'll steal any ideas from the students during our time at the university?
I think it's inevitable.
Have you seen any yet?
Something will seep in. Our whole premise for the work we want to do here could sort of be seen as doing that.
Well,
we're going to get them to make things that we then photograph.
That's what Titian did.
Is it?
Kind of. Well, he had a studio, didn't he?
He did.
He didn't paint all his paint. And he got the assistants to make a... nothing.
I got
nothing. But what about this advice? I think...
you should give some advice to...
Well, no, I want some advice now. You've whet my appetite. Well, maybe, yeah, for private views, maybe for getting on a bit in the art world.
Right.
This whole conversation has increased my...
Has it moved you up the...
up the pyramid, yeah.
...networking ladder.
So what should I do at this opening now?
One thing you can do, and this will be quite... this will split... people, you can get...
I just want to make better friends, not...
So,
I think there was any sex tips.
Well, this is how I get viruses on my computer. you should... one tactic I've seen that kind of works, it could lead to a breakdown or a severe drink problem, but is to get very drunk and sort of insult people to the point where people want to be your friend, so you don't insult them.
Yeah, that's a good one. I've seen that at school, but without the drunk bit.
Just apply schoolyard tactics plus alcohol, and that's how you get.
Yeah.
That's how you can manage.
So really, just insult anyone. Are they sort of art-based insults, or kind of general?
No, if all else fails, just threaten to bottle someone. That seems to give you kind of almost legendary status amongst sort of pub conversation, art pub conversation.
Okay, because I was trying to think of some clever, like, you know, you're looking a bit chiaroscuro tonight. But
I think you have to remember as well that...
No, can I do that again?
Yeah.
I've just realised that's in the other podcast. It's one of the answers to other questions. It's not quite... I'll do it again anyway.
Okay.
This is a new style of like almost BBC style of self-editing.
It's like invisible paint. If you just say it's like, I'm doing this again. We don't have to edit it out of the podcast, but people will ignore it because you've said...
They will. They'll remove it from their buffer.
Mm.
you're looking a bit contrapposto tonight.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's my other art, possible art insult. I think that's a better one too.
That is better.
So I could insult people, but I could just insult them generally. Who should I insult, men and women? Or?
No, insult men and hit on the women, but in a quite aggressive, slightly insulting way.
Okay.
You can double it up with kind of making friends and also making members of the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever you're into, like you more if they've got low self-esteem. That seems quite a big thing.
Okay. So I'm at the opening. I've got my bottle of Beck's.
Yeah.
I'm going to be drinking some of it and then hitting some people with some of it.
Yeah.
Just sort of talking dismissively to a lot of the guys.
You probably wouldn't even go to the opening, to be honest.
Oh,
you
really?
Might arrive just at the pub a bit later.
Oh, yeah, or just at the end of the opening.
Yeah, you'd know where the pub was going
to
be.
Oh, no,
just
the pub. Yeah,
or you'd get there really early and then get into the pub really early.
Perhaps while you're... Find out when your friend's performance is going to be on and then go just before that.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
That's the main method, I think.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so I'm insulting the guys because of their secondhand suits and their special hair.
Yeah, although you will have to dress like that as well.
Okay.
Potentially.
Can't I sort of step outside it in some way by maybe just doing a similar thing but just sidestepping it a little bit? I'm thinking maybe... An overall, like I've been in the studio all day, but with a tie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's that could be a new avenue.
So it kind of takes you away from the sort of skinny trousers fashion a little bit, but you've certainly got, you're working your own seam of, no pun intended, seam of style there.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so I'm in my overall. I think I'm going to need a different haircut for a start. I mean, I've got what I'd like to describe as a normal haircut, but in fact I think it's needs a bit of a trim. It's got a few wavy edges at the moment.
I think you need to either shave it all off or grow it a bit longer and then shave bits of it off perhaps.
What about half a moustache?
Half a moustache would be good. A handlebar moustache, that's a good look too.
Okay. Glasses?
Glasses are always good.
What kind? Maybe some I've made myself.
They could well be. Just make them out of anything.
Cardboard.
Yeah, plastic straws.
I'll tell you, I'll wear the 3D glasses, which look like sunglasses that I've got from going to see My Bloody Valentine 3D.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, so I've got my look, I've got my insults.
Suit, and your boiler suit, your tie, your hair, your insults, your bottle of Beck's.
But I'm going to need some... chat-up lines for the kind of wallflower art girls with greasy hair that I'm going to be meeting at this opening.
Yeah.
Because they're the low self-esteem ones, right?
That seems to be the ones
to
maybe target.
I think, actually, I'm going to take this in a different direction again and probably exclusively target the complete nightmare, had a whitey, lost my mobile ones.
Oh, okay. That's a good...
But the ones that are sort of quite aggressive with it.
Yeah, right. I think you just have to play that by ear.
Okay.
And then many things will have many different reactions. They're a bit like a computer game that never plays the same twice.
Well, good advice. Okay.
So we'll be playing this podcast in our lecture next week, our professional practice lecture next week.
I think that's all the advice we need.
We have nothing more to say to you than this. And then at the end of them we'll like sort of just spray a bit of beer across the room so they all get a bit.
But this is what I want to know. So I'm all ready to go now, but the next day, like how should I act the next day? Maybe I bump into some of them at the National Gallery or going around Atlantis.
If they don't have any immediate potential gain to you in terms of your career, ignore them, treat them as if you never saw them. If they possibly might, or you feel an attraction to them, try and talk to them. But beyond that, I think you have to maintain that whatever you did the previous day, you were right to do that. And if they think anything less of you for doing that, then they can just take a hike.
Okay. they can just...
I was going to swear, but we haven't sworn in this one yet, so that's good.
No, we shouldn't. I don't think we should swear.
No.
Unless we're at the opening. So they could, yeah, so if they're not going to... If it's not happening, they can just take an audio guide of the tape written.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, let's go to the opening.
Bye-bye. So, listen to this. I come from a place called Bart and Stacey.
I don't know if I could understand what that's like, because where I lived, it was next to a motorway and made of concrete, most of it. And there was a statue of, I think it was of a dog. And I used that as my inspiration. It was made of concrete as well, the dog. But what's it like at Bart and Stacey?
It was okay. I wasn't really friends with anyone, but I would go to people's houses. I had a friend who had a guitar, and sometimes I would set my amps up in my living room, all of them, and my friend would say to me, "How is it going?" And I'd say, I play the guitar, and he would say, "You don't play the guitar, you're learning to play the guitar."
I had a friend, but I wasn't allowed to go around his anymore after I went. I just went there with just my Buck Rogers helmet on. I did something embarrassing in my place where I used to live.
I didn't.
Have you ever met anyone famous? I have.
I'm obsessed with celebrity.
Yeah.
I saw the local historian Carl Chin on TV recently.
So that's like the most famous person you've met. I've met they said to me, "I like your hood and sunglasses," and it was the most famous band in Birmingham that I met.
Right.
And another time at a party I met another famous band.
Well, I did.
And an artist.
I
that tried to touch my leg.
I pooed in a Southern Fried Chicken box once. Does that count?
I've just put the cup into just a hole in the table that it fits quite neatly into, so that just the rim is above the top of the table and there's a tiny bit of water in the bottom. But I see that as like an evocation of a really beautiful landscape. And when I go to bed at night tonight, I won't probably be able to sleep, but I'll probably just cry a few tears over the beauty of the landscape.
Well,
and I'll have a breeze on my arm inexplicably.
I'm ambivalent to all of those things.
Right, it does sound quite funny, but not as funny as something that happened in London.
Well, London's one thing, but some hilarious things have happened at the Little Chef.
I'd like to hear four of those things.
And this one time at the Reading Festival,
I went there, but I didn't kiss anyone.
Well, I went to...
you could say you said that.
I went to a monastery school in Reading, where a monk said to me, "You boy, no board rollers, no roller boards."
what was the school anthem at your school when you were at school?
It was the school was called Reading Preparatory Medicine School. I can't remember what it was called. And I used to have to get there at, my dad would drop me there at 5 a.m. and I would wait until school started, and then he'd pick me up at about 7 or 8 p.m. And sometimes I would get the bus into Reading or Winchester.
Would you be sort of a little bit scared of being on a bus? Fair.